Boy, is it hot. It's supposed to cool off tomorrow. Hopefully you made it through this incredibly hot Tuesday. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Jesse Weiser with me. Thanks for joining us on today's program. New research that could revolutionize the treatment of prostate cancer. It's something that men almost can't avoid if they live long enough. I'll be joined by the doctor heading the study, which includes the use of nanoparticles. And you probably heard about those needles found in turkey sandwiches on a Delta Airlines flight. An aviation investigator will join me to talk about how that might have happened. But first, it's time to overhaul Michigan's school finance system and to allow public money to more closely follow students wherever they may go. At least that's what Governor Snyder has in mind, as he yesterday announced the formation of a panel to consider the necessary changes to the system. Heading the group is Lansing attorney Richard McClellan, advisor to former Governor John Engler, the founding member of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, even helped write Michigan's medical marijuana law. Richard, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Hi, Michael.
Well, you clearly have an extensive background in working on state issues, although when it comes to the state's K-12 education system, what is your experience in dealing with the issues the system has faced?
That's a good question. I actually started out in 1967 researching the constitutional basis of public education in 26 of those states or something for a professor. I later on drafted the charter school law, and on two or three different occasions I was involved in ballot proposals relating to education. So I've been in and out of education throughout my professional career, and with half the state budget going to public education, it's an issue. If you're active in public policy, you're going to be involved in education.
So what is your personal opinion going into this, the panel, the work the panel will be doing when it comes to the system? Do you think that it has some very serious flaws?
Yeah, I start out by saying, look, any bill passed in 1979, when you think of all the technology changes, all the legal changes with Proposal A and other changes, we probably ought to take a look and see how the law fits. And then we had a very clear articulation by Governor Snyder in April of 2011 when he announced his education reform proposal. He really wanted some dramatic changes, and it's been a year now, and I was asked a few weeks ago if I would take on the challenge of rewriting the entire School Aid Act,
okay,
which is the framework for all $14 billion worth of funding that we have in the schools throughout the state.
So we're talking about replacing this 1979 School Aid Act. What would you say is the one of the biggest problems with the act as it stands now?
The governor said the biggest problem is it's a district-centric model. It's based upon the way we had schools 100 years ago, that every student was the property of a school district, and they provided all their educational options. Really, things have changed, and now people have school choice. There's online learning. There's many other options, and our laws haven't caught up with it. The governor wants a more robust set of options for kids. He calls it anytime, any place, any way, any pace.
But aren't those exceptions, aren't most kids that live in certain districts go to school, obviously, in those districts?
Yeah, I think that the truth is that most people will continue to go to their districts, but changes have been developing where you really under Governor Granholm and more under Governor Snyder, where even though you're in a particular school district, you may take an online course with a community college. It might be some other school district, so there's a lot of changes, even for those who primarily stay in their district. Other students want to go at a faster pace, and they may want to take more specialized courses. And I think the governor was very clear in his statement. He wants every student and their parents to be able to design the education experiences that are best for them. We know not everybody learns the same way or at the same pace.
I'm talking to Richard McClellan, Lansing attorney. He's now heading the panel that's looking at ways to overhaul Michigan's school finance system. Now, Richard, Bob McCann, he's the spokesman for Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, said that, quote, the plan sounds an awful lot like vouchers, even if they're not calling it that. It sounds like they're taking money away from already struggling school districts, which is not what I consider a solution to the problem. Is he essentially right?
Well, you're not going to get me to use the V word on radio. This has nothing to do with what he's talking about. This is spending the $14 billion that we spent in public schools and providing for education and measuring the success and the performance of students and teachers in that. I have no idea what Senator Whitner's staff was talking about. As far as I know, they had never they had been invited to participate, and I hope they came to the meeting today. But this is one of the imaginary horribles that frequently are raised to suggest that there's a some change. Our Constitution prohibits aid to non-public or religious schools. Three times the voters have rejected it. By increasing margins. So the governor's never raised that. I've never raised it. It's not part of our plan.
But
I think it's a waste of time to for them to try to stir up interest in that.
But is part of the overhaul, though, then to connect the public money directly to the students and to kind of get the district out of the way of that connection?
No, the idea is that a parent and a student will have more options to move the money. The Constitution requires all state aid money has to go through districts. There's lots of districts, and it does create more options for the parents, but it still goes through public school districts. It has to by the Constitution. But, yes, the governor has made it very clear that he wants the money to follow the student, meaning the student can make the choices within available public options.
So where would the student go? Are we talking about charter schools then?
Charter schools, online schools, community colleges, other school districts, that they can have for some students, not probably not more than some percentage, they can have more robust educational experience. The governor talks about any time, any place, any pace, any way. He means you can either stay with your existing school or you can look for options that meet your particular need, particularly, I think, those students that want to go at a faster pace.
Does this, though, streamline the process of moving a kid from the traditional schools into a charter school, then?
No, it wouldn't have any impact on whether an individual student went to a charter school. Those wouldn't be changed. It would provide more options for dual enrollment. You might have a specialized charter school that a particular student want to go, or a student in a charter school may want to go to a regular school district for a particular class that that school district specializes in. You're going to see potentially school districts being more aggressive at developing specialties or special opportunities because they'll have opportunities to get money if students enroll in it. It will change things by making it more competitive.
But we could certainly see school districts, the ones that are struggling the most, losing students and certainly losing a lot of funding also.
Well, you know, that's a challenge in the state. The point is the state requires you to provide education for those students. And we have $14 billion. There have always been school districts that are gaining population and losing population. And I will agree with you, there is a particular concern because several of these school districts are rapidly losing students for two reasons. The cities are losing the population, and the schools are not very good, and people are getting out. And that is a challenge. That's not the focus of this effort. The focus of this effort is to look at a 30-year-old law and bring it up to date. And it will, if it's successful, it will give better outcomes for students. But it's not to this is what our governor is clear. It's not to protect districts. It's to improve education for students.
Tell me, do you view the education system in Michigan as being controlled by self-interested parties that do put their own interests above those of students?
No. I think a school district is in the business of providing public education, although it's clear that there are many. The superintendent of public instruction this morning was clear that there are many schools in the state that aren't working very well. And whether it's self-interest or not, they are failing, and we need to address those.
Do you think these changes would actually directly help them somehow, though?
The governor wants performance-based funding rather than just paying for seat time. Right now, we pay a student to sit in a seat, whether he or she learns anything. The governor wants to go to a much more performance-based funding where you have to get performance from that teacher and from that class, and those are clearly going to be changes that for some people are going to be challenging to manage and to deal with.
Well,
the parents will be better off. The students will be better off.
In terms of input into this process, how much are groups like the MEA going to have in the outcome that the panel comes out with?
We had about 130 people attended the meeting today. I think every major education group and teachers union in the state was there. We made it very clear, and in fact, we were setting up meetings with all of them. I talked to the MEA lobbyist. And I think that the governor has told us to make this very transparent. There's no issue in the state that affects more people directly than public education. Every student, every parent, every teacher, every business, everybody who wants a job, everybody who has a job, everybody in this state is affected by the type of public education system.
Now, the panel, now what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be actually crafting legislation and then presenting it to the governor?
The assignment is to draft a Michigan Public Education Finance Act of 2013 to replace the 30-plus-year-old School Aid Act. It's to draft a law and submit it to him, and then he will decide whether to introduce it in his budget message. He's required by law to propose a school financing bill every year, and he has asked us to draft this. Interesting, there's not a panel. There is no committee. There's no commission. This is an assignment that the governor we're undertaking for him, and we're going to be involving everybody who wants to be involved. But ultimately, we are drafting a bill that reflects the policies he announced a year and a half ago.
Would it be fair to say, though, then that students and their parents likely will be winners in this process, and some districts that are in fact struggling may very well be losers and losing quite a lot of students?
You know, I think that some of the districts that are presently losers may come out ahead of this if they are given the opportunity to change and to be more responsive. And so I don't know who the losers are. I'm sure we are going to hear from a lot of groups that don't want change. Nobody, when you're talking about $14 billion and you're talking about changing, not necessarily who gets it, but how you measure how they get it. Certainly there are some people who are going to be worried that they're losing because they're going to have to change. They're going to have to produce more. So I suspect there will be some of that.
In the MEA, they've come out. I'm guessing they're a bit concerned about the work you'll be doing here.
Well, they usually are. their job is to protect their members and their members' employment. Anything that happens to that $14 billion industry, they are going to be concerned about, and they should be.
We could potentially see some loss of teaching jobs as a result of this.
Well, I don't know that. I suspect if you actually thought about it, you might be able to come up with a much more efficient system. It's sort of not like any other system. You may have a lot of money tied up in administration that a more efficient system might provide more dollars and more opportunities for teaching.
Richard McClellan, Lansing attorney, appointed by Governor Snyder to head this panel that will be overhauling Michigan's school finance system. Richard, thanks so much. Hopefully we will talk again as the panel continues with its work.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be right back to talk about a big rally tomorrow at the Capitol, a group of women getting together addressing pretty much a whole gamut of issues. We'll find out what their concerns are next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.